I don't expect Pittsburgh to be a landing spot at all. I think Pittsburgh, like a lot of teams, checks into this. Here's the price it would take from the 49ers. Here's the price it would take from Brandon Ayuk. And every team has to make a decision about whether or not that would work for them. And inevitably, with most teams, it's not going to work. And that's why it's a hard trade to do.
There's Adam Schefter from ESPN talking about the Brandon Ayuk standoff. Where are we here? If this were like a news station, there'd be like a countdown on the bottom of the screen talking about how many hours, days, or months we have been contemplating a Brandon Ayuk trade from the San Francisco 49ers. I said earlier at the very outset of the show today that something that seems like a perfectly good idea back in April or May, if it doesn't happen but continues to pop up every few weeks and it gets talked about, you could have loved this idea back in April or May and hate it now just because you're sick of, well, people on the radio like me talking about Brandon Ayuk or Adam Schefter talking about Brandon Ayuk. The reporting today about some of, like, at least what's being reported is nuts return-wise to San Francisco. Like, the idea that the Steelers would trade Pat Freiermuth or George Pickens and a number one draft pick is insanity. I think the idea of them trading either of those players is nuts. I understand that San Francisco would want a receiver back to replace Brandon Ayuk, but you're not getting a number one back in return. Like, you're at a disadvantage, right? You want to offload this player because you don't want to pay him or can't pay him, and he's unhappy. You do not get another number one receiver in return in that trade, I don't think. So we'll see what happens, man. But it's been a fatiguing story. The Bills are not mentioned at all within it, which, you know, I don't know, could be a relief, or you could feel like they're missing out. But I know that I'm not missing worrying about their place in all of this right now, because it just seems... this has been going on for too long.
Just
end it.
I want the national media, Adam Schefter. I just want all of these guys, like, I want them to be wrong. Because I'm sick of the monopoly on information.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a Woj bomb. Have Woj, you know, break
wade the news. Into the NFL news.
He's
breaking
done
business.
He's done it before.
Yeah.
I know they probably wouldn't like that, their coworkers, but.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't care about that.
No, me either.
Yeah,
I just want them to be wrong, because it just would be cool.
Yeah, well, wrong in that what? Like the water carrying that happens here, you mean? Oh, they're not trading this player, right? Like that. You got a lot of that over the last many months here. Lots of that. And, you know, you can be over here sounding like an idiot going like, well, they still got to figure out how they're going to pay him. And I don't see a way to really make that happen. And I know they're trying to win now because they're in a Super Bowl contention window, but you're probably going to want to get something for an asset before it walks out the door on you next year. So I've always thought the trade was realistic. I still kind of can't believe it's been going on for as long as it has.
I hate that it's not a juicy enough thing for me to have to have carried this for as long as we have. It's a good receiver that probably will get traded, and it's like the most enticing. We need football. Like, we need it back.
Yeah,
we need it.
803-0550 is the number. Jerry will lead us off this segment. Hi, Jerry. Thanks for calling. You're on the air here on WGR.
Hey, Chris. It's been a while, but I hope you're well.
Same to you.
Before I get to my main point, I've never really told this story. The 13 seconds game, the Friday before, I get a call from my brother, and my sister-in-law has passed away in Florida. So on Saturday morning, my brother and I drive to Cincinnati. We pick up my sister, and we drive to Tampa. And we watch the game on a phone in the car, and we get to my brother's just in time to see the second half and then the overtime. And my nieces find out that I have some bartending skills. So they say, let's make some drinks. So I go to a liquor store, and I have like 12 bottles of liquor on the counter, and I have a Bills hat and a Bills sweatshirt in Tampa, Florida. And the guy across the counter looks at me and goes, I get it, man. I get it.
Right.
But my point with that is there's all these moments intertwined in where you were when these things happened, too. You know, it's – but the point I made to your screener was – I didn't like the off seasons during the drought. They were way too long. We were done by Thanksgiving and theoretically definitely done by Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
I like going a month farther. It's just, it's better to go a month farther. The drought was pathetic.
No question. Thank you, Jerry. Somebody earlier, maybe the first guy who said you're probably going to hammer me for this. I think you said at some point was making the argument that like the drought was fun, off seasons were fun. I hated the off season because a big part of the problem with the drought was that the Bills just didn't. It did not feel, I know this might sound crazy to people who are like maybe newer to these shows, our station, that have sort of come along for the ride as the Bills have gotten good here in the last 5 years. But the offseason, who are the top free agents? Okay, we'll cross all them off because there's no way any of them are coming to Buffalo because that's just the world we're living in. And so, you know, any big player is going to be traded. Any big player, like as much as I get and have gotten irritated by the gambling odds about Saquon Barkley's next team or Derrick Henry's next team, like over the last few years, right? The Bills are always, you know, they're a landing spot. It's better to be a landing spot. It's better to be mentioned in that sort of context than not exist. And yeah, the off seasons were never fun. The Bills needed almost everything except running back, and you knew they weren't going to be able to attract any of it. And if they did, they were going to overpay for average players who weren't difference makers. See that year that Marv sunk like $100 million into offensive linemen who lasted like a year or two at most. Langston Walker, Derek Dockery, anybody? Just disastrous off seasons. So, yeah, I never. It's all just way better now. Like even with the misery of these losses that, you know, we obviously don't want it to end the way it's ending, it's still the best. Like, this is the best.
So you mean seasons ending in mid-January and not in mid-November?
Yeah. Right? Yeah. I mean, it's not even a contest as far as I'm concerned. Just way better. Way better. I don't know.
I mean, even go like you brought up free agents, but like look at the draft. They were never so bad. They were in right for a quarterback. I mean, I don't know if anyone else remembers this, but 2013, like that draft class where they pick EJ Manuel, for 4 months it was, is Ryan Nassib going to follow Doug Marrone to the Buffalo Bills?
Yes.
And he's a fourth round pick. I mean, like this this conversation is very painful for me. I'm younger than Nate. My entire existence for years was I actually don't know what playoff football is. Primetime games are a myth. They don't happen, and playoffs just don't involve Buffalo. 2010, like, that was a painful season watching them start 0-8. Speaking of the Toronto series, they lose to Chicago. Awesome, because a dude at Auburn is having the best college season a quarterback has ever had at the time, and then they won two straight, and Carolina goes on and goes and gets them. I mean, like, it was a painful existence.
Darius, though.
Cool. They didn't even get the second best guy in that class till he was 34 in Von Miller.
You're bringing back 2010, huh? That's,
I mean, it was a bad the off seasons were not fun. They were awful.
No, nothing was fun.
Nothing was fun.
No fun was had.
No, that's it. Period. Yeah. All right, good. Well, thanks for the call, Jerry. Good to hear from you. 803-0550 is the number. At some point I said we were going to get into the AFC and like take a look around at the contending teams and all that, and then I brought up the drought and the world ended. But we'll get back into like current day here as we go. Lines are open for you if you'd like to chime in. We'd love to have you. Nate Geary in for Mike Shope along with Zach Jones. I am the Bulldog, and this is WGR.